Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
So our holiday party is this Friday. I find ours to be very fun. Normally, I would be an absolute yes.
Food's good.
The company's good.
The after party's
always fun.
We usually steal the boss's credit card.
But it turns out a lot of people don't want to go to their company party.
Yeah, not every place is fun to work at.
A survey was done of American workers. 27% would choose this activity over going to the workplace party. It's the classic comparison.
The dentist.
Root canal.
That can't be real.
I can't believe one out of 50 would choose a root canal. Like, that's just talk.
Oh, man, I'm lucky I'm doing that over the same 3 days. We got a holiday party on Friday. I got a root canal on Monday.
This refers to a workplace phenomenon known as the Great Disconnection, where people don't feel the connection with their workplace families. I wonder why that would be. Could it be the more remote work and the transactional nature of it all?
And the shrinking workplace family?
Could be the shrinking workplace family. It could be when they used to say, we're like a family here. There was something to that, meaning that they looked out for people and the employers, in some cases, would try to pay a wage that would allow the employees to live a good life and maybe buy the products that they make or help to sell. But now, we don't really have that feeling.
Yeah, a lot of families are dysfunctional buttholes. So, I mean, I guess a lot of businesses are like families.
40% say they'd be more likely to go to the holiday party if management would not be there. And I can see that. Like, if you have a crappy relationship with the boss, and all of a sudden you have to sit there next to him and glad hand while they're like, yeah, we're doing a great year. That would get
pretty weird.
Hot Wings and I, when we first started in New Jersey with the company there, who ended up being really great to us and everything. But the first year, we had only been there since June. And go to the holiday party, and it was a big affair. We had never had...
Oh, they did it up, man. You dressed up for that.
And it was in a ballroom, and there were different games you could play, and everybody's walking out with, like, a TiVo and flat-screen TVs.
Yeah,
and if you didn't win, you could just go to the back of the line and start over again, but I felt guilty, so I stopped trying.
Yeah, there were legit prizes. People were dancing. I mean, yeah, we had a blast.
But then the owner of the company, he stands up, and the film Chicago had just come out. And there's a song in there that Richard Gere did as the fast-talking lawyer that would help get the clients off, even if he knew they were guilty. And they asked how he did it, and it was old. Well, I just give them the old razzle-dazzle. Razzle-dazzle them. You know, like the jazzy. So the owner of the company gets up, and we were in the same building as him, and he was always nice to us.
Yeah.
But we didn't interact with him. You didn't know him at all. And so he stands up, and he says, well, my kids always ask what I do. And then you hear the music start, and we're all like, oh, well, this is an interesting side of Lou. He's not singing. He's no longer speaking. The song itself is like 2 minutes and 40 seconds. Which doesn't sound that long, unless I tell you there's the richest man anyone in the room knows in front of everyone holding little toys that light up and spinning them around and making eye contact while the song plays. He was giving the old razzle-dazzle.
Yeah, like,
but not singing.
Like that's what he spends his days doing, razzling and dazzling. He committed, but not fully.
No, the message was received, like it was funny for like the first 20 seconds, like, it was charming. And then it went on for another 3 minutes.
Oh, gosh.
It was so bad. It was so awkward.
And then it ends and he goes, yeah, so that's what I do. Have a great time, everybody. And then one of the people lower on the thing got up and they said, we would like to give away some awards. And they gave away these little stars to like 5 people. And it wasn't just our cluster. It was several other locations.
People
the full
there.
Ballroom.
There were probably 100 people there. 150? I don't know. It was a lot. It was fun.
Me and Hot Wings got a little star that was like, hey, exemplary performance this year. And it was like, wow, that was really cool. Like, we were recognized because for a long time, we didn't feel like we were part of their staff. That was because one time we were on the elevators going down and a woman who was the sales manager looked at us and said, are you guys almost done working on the offices? And we said, what? She goes, well, I've been seeing you here for a while. I thought you were part of the construction crew. I'm like, I'm holding headphones.
Yeah. What?
What do you think I'm doing?
I'm wearing Dockers.
Yeah. I work here. With you.
Yeah.
You're in charge of selling us.
I'm on the radio.
So that might be why we didn't feel like a complete part of the staff. So it was a big deal to get that star.
Yeah.
Fast forward the next year, the company's much bigger. They bought a bunch of radio stations. Big prizes again, big shindig. And the owner stands up and he goes, well, you may remember the last time we grew, we ended up having to sell a bunch of stations and laid off a bunch of people.
Yeah.
That's not happening this time.
We grew too fast.
So then they go through and now there's this little bit of hope in the back of my mind. I'm like, I hope we win an award again. That was really cool. Now it felt like we deserved one.
We
the first year it was like, hey, you're new. Here's a toy.
Yeah.
And so then they announced, This year, we've decided that everyone is star worthy. And he points over, and there's a table full of these stars.
Yeah.
Oh. And he said, go find the one with your name on it.
Oh, they didn't even give it to you? You had to go find it yourself?
It was so disappointing.
Yeah.
Everybody gets one!
Oh, especially to you, Free Beer. I know that that was disappointing to you.
I threw it away on the way to the car. Very petty. Hot Wings, was it you who ended up in a hotel room doing jello shots with the owner after he razzle-dazzled?
Maybe. I have no memory of most things anymore. To be honest with you, I might have.
Too many jello shots?
No, I had a good... just in an age where I asked to eat jello in the lobby.
Yeah, I had a good time at those.
Have any of you ever gotten a legit Christmas bonus?
Yeah.
In radio?
Well, I mean, you guys are pretty kind to us at Christmas time.
Oh, that doesn't... Yeah, okay.
It does.
Well, that
counts.
Definitely counts.
It counts.
Okay.
No.
I'm not going
to
lie.
You're right. That doesn't count.
I'm not going to lie. I didn't think of it when I said that.
Yeah,
but
you
yes,
guys are
you all have.
Generous. But I figured you were asking beyond this job.
Yes.
I worked for a law firm, and they gave a really nice Christmas bonus.
Really?
Yeah. Honestly, I expected, like, gas gift cards because they were such buttholes to work for. One of them in particular was really terrible. But, no, they gave me a really nice holiday bonus. And when I got it, I thought, is this for real?
Like a monetary? It wasn't like a...
It was
you a
check
a TV.
Inside of a holiday card they gave me, and it was a personalized check from each of them, and it was, and each of them gave me just under the taxable amount.
Wow. Okay, that's cool.
And there were four or five partners, so they each gave me, it was like $499 or whatever.
That's cool.
Holy
so
smokes.
My bonus didn't get taxed because bonuses get taxed so much more. Yeah. They didn't want that to happen. So yeah, they were able to kind of like finagle the system that way. At the time, at 22
yeah.
years old.
God,
like that was like
$1 trillion.
Yeah. And yeah. then, you know, all my tires blew out or something on the interstate. Mm-hmm.
There goes that.
There goes. Yeah. Life. Woo, smack.
Yeah. What a fun thing to buy.
Yeah.
Yeah. It seems like a lot of money until you have to make one of those adult purchases. Mm-hmm. And you're like, broke even almost.
Yeah. That was big for me at that time.
I don't think we've ever really worked.
Yeah.
We've gotten gifts from managers, like in Omaha at our first mm-hmm. job. She made a more reasonable living, and she knew we were all making $17,000 a year. And she also, she never had kids, mm-hmm. and we had all been students of hers when she taught at our university, and then we followed her and worked for her. So she always referred to us as her kids.
Yeah.
And I always felt like that was, as much as it was like a bonus from the boss, it was more just she's looking out for us. Maylin, did you ever get a Christmas bonus?
From you guys, yes, but outside of this room, no. I will say there was one company I worked for where they took us out to like a really nice lunch. We did trade with the place that we were having lunch at. Mm-hmm. So they were like, all right, everybody order what you want. And then also everybody takes like three pizzas home because we have so much trade to eat up. And so
trade is when you like advertising for.
Right. Yep. So
what for the bill?
Yes. We were doing print advertising with them and everybody got to take like three pizzas home, got a little tipsy at lunch. Then you just went home for the afternoon. It was great.
When was the last time Christmas bonuses were a regular thing for lots of people?
When Clark Griswold
that's the 80s
got his bonus.
Maybe into the 90s.
Jelly of the Month Club.
Jelly of the Month.
Where's the Tylenol?
Maybe the greatest rant ever in a
movie. Oh, yeah.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.